everybody, and welcome to the Week 3 Staff Podcast. I'd like to draw attention to three events that are coming up this week that are on top of the normal teaching and learning commitments that we all have through the timetable. The first one is that we have the Year 8 parent-teacher informal gathering on Monday night. Amy has already sent information out about that. I want to encourage all Year 8 teachers, and in particular the Lesson 1 teachers, to be at that evening. Won't go for very long, but it's a really great positive promotional tool that we use each year. Please make yourself available for that hour or so. Amy's, like I said, already sent some information out. We really need the school to be in the best state it possibly can, so a really structured yard cleanup that I know Joe has got in hand, if that can be done as best as possible during the school day on Monday. The second thing I want to draw attention to is the Governing Council AGM that's occurring on the Stamford floor on Wednesday night. Of course, everybody is welcome to attend that. It looks like we've got some extra interest from families about being part of the Governing Council this year, which is a really positive sign that we're doing the right thing from a school promotions point of view. So once again, you're all welcome to that. And the final thing is the SRC and House Captain Assembly or induction process on Friday morning. That's the first of the full school assemblies in a formal sense, and this is a really great opportunity for us to sell ourselves as a school, and again having the school in ship-shop shape would be really great. Want to make sure that you know what's going on, so there'll be a process of sharing some information about how that process will happen before, during and after the assembly. Draw particular attention, please, that all SRC and House Captains need to be in full school uniform. For the general population, no bags to be at assembly, please. No hats worn or carried, and I don't want to see any earpieces either. So please, staff, make sure that your classes are prepared before they head in. Moving on to some internal things, the senior school supervised study is now being worked through. We've got an updated model that we're working with, and PAC will be looking at that new model tomorrow, and we'll hopefully be able to publish that middle of the week. There needs to be some classes updated, particularly at Year 10. There's some large classes there, and we need to create some more subject choice. So that will probably require an extra contract being created middle or end of the week. So please be aware that there will be some timetabling changes there. The last thing I would like to mention to you is that there is the leader training continuing around the literacy improvement. We've gone for a very simple model of I do, we do, and you do. So we are in the I do phase at the moment. Leaders have had some training and are preparing units of work for their own classes using the teaching and learning model to improve writing for their students in their classes. That phase will continue for the rest of term one. I'm asking leaders to prepare their faculties, so move into the we do phase. And that will really be centred around the student free day on Monday the 20th of May. We'll all be working on units of work to identify and improve the writing of these targeted classes. And then the final phase, the you do phase, will be an expectation that teachers during the second half of term two and term three to teach those units of work and to see if we've got some significant improvement in writing. I'm excited by the work that the leaders have done in so far, and hopefully we continue along that plan. Also, very quickly, want to mention the Bright Path training that I attended with Tennille and Holly on Friday. That was a positive start. That's a piece of software that the English and HASS faculty will be using in the first instance to collect some data around writing. There is a process that we'll need to do by the end of term one for the English and HASS teachers, and we'll spread that out to the wider teaching community during term two. There's obviously going to be a lot more information to come around that. I'd like to wish all of you a really positive week, and to finish off like we normally do, my friend went bald years ago but still carries around an old comb with him. He just can't part with it. Have a lovely week, everybody. Thank you.